When it's me and LV. No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Donald Trump's been imposing tariffs on global imports to the US. He's set a baseline of 10%, which the UK has been told to pay. Other countries will have to fork out more. The EU's hit with a 20% levy and China 34%. The US president says the reciprocal taxes mark the rebirth of America's industry.
Such horrendous imbalances have devastated our industrial base and put our national security at risk. I don't blame these other countries at all for this calamity. I blame former presidents.
A man's been charged with 64 offences after an investigation into remains found at a funeral director's in Hull. 47-year-old Robert Bush is due to appear in court in June to face the charges connected to investigations into legacy funeral directors. MPs have been told bosses at Heathrow were warned about the resilience of its power supply in the days before it had to close because of an outage. The Transport Select Committee has also heard that its Terminal 5 runway could have reopened from mid-morning. Its Chief Executive Thomas Wolby says it would have been disastrous not to ground flights because of health and safety. And from today, all Europeans coming to the UK will need to apply for an electronic travel authorisation. It's not a visa, and once it's approved, it's digitally attached to a passport. It costs £10, and the government hopes that it will help support border security. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And hello again, Bill Overton here, enjoying the space between Wednesday and Thursday with you. Whatever plans you have for later, Debussy and Mozart now, keeping the peace.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Thank you.
Debussy's Clair de Lune, Made in Berlin, and Ray Chen playing violin there. New Moon at the weekend. It was Perfect Crescent. At the moment before it, Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21, the second movement from that. We had Jean-Eflamme Bavizet and Manchester Camerata. It's Classic FM. Hello to Lorraine in Belfast. Wishing a happy birthday to her daughter, Sheena, for today. And also to David, packing his suitcase, ready for a two-week holiday in London and Paris. He's flying out of Chicago tomorrow, listening to Classic FM right now. Happy holes. Weather-wise, maybe the odd shower for you southwest through this very early bit of Thursday. Spot of frost if you're in the north. Lows of 2, highs of 21, as I said later. Warm sunshine on the way, fairly windy again if you're listening in the south. Bill Overton here, and some dates in the diary for today, April the 3rd. Find a rainbow day, a moment to reflect, maybe refract. Weed out hate day to annihilate negativity. Plant some seeds of hope if you get time in the garden later. It's also World Party Day to remind us there are always reasons to be cheerful. For now, a new world party will have to do. Dvorak. Music to keep you going for a very late night or very early morning, whichever applies. Here on Classic FM, Dvorak, the Symphony No. 9 from The New World, the second movement, played there by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. Looking at dates in the diary for it is April the 3rd. Late greats include film stars Doris Day, Marlon Brando, both born this date. It's National Film Score Day today. There have been some incredible ones, but films that aren't defined by their scores, I was thinking. Chariots of Fire, Psycho, Rocky, Blade Runner, The Pink Panther, agree or disagree? Fish Fingers and Custard Day is a Doctor Who thing you'll know if you were watching during the Matt Smith era. Grieg's Piano Concerto premiered this date, 1869. I don't have it in tonight, maybe tomorrow, or soon anyway. And 1993, the date the Grand National had to be called off after a series of false starts, if you remember. Not an issue here. We'll be right back.
This is Classic FM.
Chimarosa's Oboe Concerto in C Major, the second movement. That arrangement, played by clarinetist Andreas Ottensam, along with the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. Before it, Vaughan Williams, the Folk Songs from Somerset March. From his Folk Song Suite, we have the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. Michael's in Ripon, Yorkshire, agrees about the Pink Panther. Films defined by their music suggest Jaws as well. Lying awake, listening to Classic FM, while the ducks on the river are making a racket, but he thinks they're enjoying themselves. So that is all good. The date being April the 3rd, it is Tweed Day today, whether you're, I don't know, Houndstooth, Harris or Herringbone. And it's don't go to work unless it's fun day. I'm not entirely sure this is going to wash with all HR departments. Every day is a fun day here, looking on the sunny side, with a splash of blue sky now, played on guitar.
Thank you.
from the Albanese Suite Española Seville. There was the guitarist, Thibaut Garcia. We heard it sprinkling little Rossini fairy dust around on Classic FM very soon, between now and 3. If your day ahead needs an extra silver lining, the voice of René Fleming for you on the way, providing some much needed balance for us next.
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day next week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, exploring all seven continents in comfort.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
You are not a sponge. You do not belong in a bucket. But when it comes to retirement plans, that's just where some people get put. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We treat you as an individual, tailoring retirement advice that's just right for just you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Music to keep you company on Classic FM. Rossini's La Cenerentola overture played there by the orchestra of the Royal Opera House Covent Garden. And before it was René Fleming and the English Chamber Orchestra. We heard Intratina from Karloff's Carmina Burana. Classic FM with me, Bill Overton. Thursday morning, so we're making moves towards our Hall of Fame 3 at 3. Our star in the spotlight this week, Katia Bunia-Tishvili, the pianist who was performing at the Barbican last night with her sister Granza, a concert of piano duets. She will be returning to the Barbican a little later, I think in June, for a show called Katia Bunia-Tishvili and Friends. Margarita Taylor playing pieces by her every night just after 6 p.m. Right now, though, a concerto for piano duet by the Cologne Piano Duet. Performing here, music of Carl Czerny. the Cologne Radio Symphony Orchestra, second movement from Czerny's Concerto for Piano Duet. Our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 for this Thursday morning on the way, including Handel's second highest entry and what would be my Chopin number one after the news.
Classic FM.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. US President Donald Trump has unleashed sweeping tariffs across the world.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
He's announced a 10% trade tariff on all imports from the UK. Here's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
This is the lowest tariff that the UK could possibly have expected to face, given that he's implementing across the board what he calls reciprocal tariffs. And he says the UK charge is, you know, the US is charged an average of 10% by the UK, and he's charging the UK 10%.
Well, the business secretary says ministers are remaining calm after the UK avoided the worst of Donald Trump's latest tariffs. Meanwhile, the Tories are calling it disappointing news that will worry working families across the country. In other news, working-age households are predicted to be £400 worse off on average this year. The Resolution Foundation says they'll face a triple hit of tax and bill increases and benefits